Like Jesus, Father Pio possessed the extraordinary knowledge of the hour of his death. In today's video, we explore compelling testimonies that shed light on Father Pio's remarkable foresight into the precise moment of his passing. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Father Pio. If you're new to our channel, Father Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Father Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Father Pio, Pope John, Guides of Our Time by Renzo Allegri. In his book, Renzo Allegri shares a remarkable testimony that showcases Padre Pio's extraordinary foresight. Padre Pio possessed the knowledge of the exact day and time of his own death. Here's the story. In the village of San Giovanni Rotondo, there lived a young photographer named Modesto Vinelli. One day in October 1918, Modesto visited Padre Pio and asked if he could take some pictures of him. Padre Pio agreed, and Modesto managed to capture some amazing photographs that clearly showed the marks of the stigmata. Excited about his work, Modesto developed the photographs and started selling copies to earn money. However, one day a man came across these images and became consumed with anger. He began cursing and hurling insults at Padre Pio, accusing him of being a fraud. Modesto, fiercely defending the authenticity of the images, engaged in a heated argument that escalated to the point where he found himself behind bars. I suppose punches were thrown during this argument. After spending 40 agonizing days in prison, Modesto was finally released. Eager to share his experience, he turned to Padre Pio and confronted him, saying, "Because of you, I ended up in prison." He recounted the entire ordeal, pouring out his frustration. Padre Pio listened and then replied, "Modesto, don't be upset. We have 50 years ahead of us." Now this sentence struck Modesto deeply. He thought Padre Pio was referring to the time Modesto had left on earth. This, of course, caused great anxiety in Modesto, and to make things worse, Padre Pio would remind Modesto of their time left together every year. You see, Modesto and Padre Pio shared a close bond, and it became their tradition to meet on September 20th each year, the anniversary of the stigmata's appearance. Every time they reunited, Padre Pio would repeat this enigmatic phrase, albeit with dwindling numbers as the years passed. "Modesto, we still have 30 years ahead. 25, 20, 15, he would say, causing Modesto's heart to be filled with anticipation. Year after year, Modesto approached these meetings with an unsettled spirit. Padre Pio's words echoed in his mind, reminding him of the passing of time. "Modesto, we still have 10 years ahead. 5, 3, 2. Then, on September 20th, 1968, Modesto Vinelli arrived for their customary meeting drenched in cold sweat. Accompanying him was Father Alberto Diapolito, who sensed the gravity of the moment. Padre Pio warmly greeted his friend, as always, and looking into his eyes, he said, "Dear Modesto, 50 years have passed." At that moment, Modesto nearly fainted. He left the room shaking. But his torment wouldn't last long. Just 2 days later, Padre Pio died. Only then did Modesto understand that Padre Pio was actually counting down his own remaining years, while Modesto lived for another 15 years. However, our story doesn't end there. Renzo Allegri also recounts an experience shared by Father Pellegrino, who was by Padre Pio's side in his last moments. This testimony further illuminates Padre Pio's awareness of the moment of his passing. Listen to what happened that night. The father never closed his eyes. It seemed as though he had an appointment, that he was waiting for someone. He kept asking me what time it was. At a certain moment, he wanted me to accompany him to the veranda. He gazed at the starry sky, and his face was radiant. Then he turned his gaze to a point on the veranda, and his face became sad, pale. He continued to stare at that point. I also looked to understand the reason for his intense fixation, but I didn't see anything. Only later did I understand. At that point, a few hours later, the lifeless body of the father would be laid there for all to see. End of testimony. What really moves me in this story is how Padre Pio showed his human side by worrying about his upcoming death. Father Pellegrino described it as his face becoming sad and pale, despite knowing that death would lead to eternal life. It reminds us that Padre Pio, despite his holiness, shared the same human emotions as the rest of us. As living beings, we have an instinct to hold on to life, which is a precious gift from God. But unlike animals, who act on instinct alone, we humans have the ability to think beyond mere staying alive. As Catholics, we are encouraged to not lose hope when faced with death, but to embrace the belief in everlasting life. Jesus has promised us eternal life in heaven's kingdom. The early Christians had such strong faith in this promise that they saw death as a new beginning, as a new birth, and we too should perceive it in the same light. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. We have a new playlist, Padre Pio Thought for the Day. Check it out. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.